אשלו סיגול הרבה סחלו, כמו שבאת בבחילת השם. ועוד דברם קל מקום, מרמה עם הבונים שאין בהם דס, לא לרוב או לטוב. עוד רבה, כמו תדבר בביזיון, חבר פה, וכל שם בסדר בתור הקנאה. אוקיי? אף אגב, בשם המאה, היכל, שואל שקדוש בפסיעת גס, עדף, But here with the Erev Mamish applies to Sefer Torah as well. Fine. Even if there is a Kisui, you should take a Mezuzah. Why? Because this Cheder is not made with the Erev Kavu. We saw the Siddalat. There's a Kisei, there's a Merfetz. Okay. What will happen? Rabbo said Sipei, Resh Pei Rav Sipei, Rabbo Sheish Kinev Kon Shetinov Kutsuyim Shom, Tov Lachasas Ha Mezuzah. It's a good idea to do it. Why? Why is it only a good idea to do it? He just doesn't really have to do it. So the Shachwai's new base. Pirishu also the deal is covered. El Shah the Pamim of the Shamtino. Milko Chayamidina. El Shah Yeshu Chasosa. You should cover it. Cover it. The Fiskei Shuvah, there's a major caveat on this, which I don't know if everyone agrees to. Here's a cut in Zion. Calls the Yad Akana. Calls that Mari, which is Zaman, the Pomin, the Mikra. Ezra Krat, Zaman Batuna. Vumukhach Leos, Negan Amazuz. Hana Shiyasha bin Yahe. Oz, Dino Lachasos. Ava Chalil Olas, the Kvias, Shum Dava, Bizarin, Negan Amazuz. For this one, Balakisui. For the Chavis, the Ponea, Tomet, Tinopo, Shabit, Dektanen. 30 diapers before the age of disposables. Oh, the Kvoa, Shayama, the Fonel, Klisha Shofimbo, Kolame Shofim, the sewage, Kasheva Monoseno, Rabin Motu Beneno, Valdenemaki Tvara Shamboza, Onshagoda. And stand, the minute that they had at the back display, they all had to sit in the front door. Everywhere at the door, had all these things going on. They didn't have washing machines, they didn't have running water, nothing. That explains they were afraid of the Dvarash and Bozo. That's what they're afraid about. Is that going to do in this Yadakana? I don't know. But they should have quotes it. You have a regular room. How often does it get dirty? Whenever the baby makes dirty, it gets dirty. We don't control the babies make dirty. Is that considered kavua? And not just a mikra. It happens under the top of a mikra. Every day, the kavu ava tkaneach tovas b'no. Those little pegheads, the Rashi, Pasha, and it was 10 days in the school class. So the end of the Kaneach Torah Spinoz, there was those on the door. Mr. Shuvah sounds like he's against it. Sounds like that. Now, take a look at Sid Beis. Okay, we were here before, we're going to see it again. Sid Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, Beis HaTeven, etc. Noshe Rokhut Ben, Arumas, Ei Kvod Shamayim Leo Shamazuz. As we saw in the Rosh Rambam, Davka Elu, Alokheder Mamish, Abilu Lokum Shish, Yisha Mishap. We said it already yesterday. Then Chai the Mezuzah, Yish Bekilin, Nirali, those with them, and the Greece is fine. Hakan, the Rambo, and Simon, Reish, Pei, Vav, Sif, Beis. Says the Gro, Sifkot, Dalet, Dak, Eru. In other words, these are not full living quarters. Full living quarters, Yichai, no matter what. Yimash, Gros, Hashem. Beis HaTeven, we saw it over here in Rosh, so we saw it today. Beis HaTeven, don't you roll close to the two numbers. What's the Beis HaTeven? Say bias. No, a bias is Chayim of Mezuzah. I, time to time, there's a Rechitza of Nashim of Rumas. So what? Chayim anyway, it's a Grah, it's a Kondal. Lonely baby, Beis HaTeven, come on. What about bias came? Yeah. Usvara, Rosh, really. The Urcha, the Milsa, Nugget. Meinach and Abir, full bias is also potter if there's something going on once in a while. The Yikah Kisvara Rishona. The first answer is if it's the correct day, or how do you know? Ma bias Osri Bechule, Dafka Ha Osri Lekach, Lash of the Gemara, in Yuma. It's Osri Lekach. If it's Osri for its Vag Nai, then it's a problem. So what's he saying over here? You have an ulcer, and it's Vag Nai, it's an also the night. If it's made for deer with the poor arbol side, it's like a nice bottle. That's bottle guy. You can have it anywhere. So yeah, times that happens on a regular basis is not bottled. I don't know if we do that. It's only bottled to the Dior Gomer, not to a base ha'otza. That's the push of shot. And this, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains. We did a lush of the Aruch HaShulchan over here, on both sides, and Reish Pei Vav, Sin Yun Beis. This is his lush. Beis, Dira Mamish, Ava Pisha Roch, to some kind of Zuzah, says the Beis Yosef. Why? She ain't a Beis Dira Mamish, אלא תשמיש מבעלמה, ומלט שתכשרוב של שם, מיקוי הבייס על שם הרחיצה. אבל בהסתיר הממש, לא מיקוי על שם הרחיצה. ואם יש שם שאום לסרובס, יחסו על הזוזה. He's the answer. In other words, if it's a full living quarters, you eat there, you sleep there, that's what's labeled as a base dira. Whatever has on the side is both. But if it's only an ulcer, which is not such a full living quarter, then, for carrot, it's going to be labeled as a Baal Shulchan Ayin. The ulcer is not powerful enough to be Mabatla. That's how I understand the Aruch HaShulchan over here. Sif Yud The Mailer on both sides. What will happen in such a case where the mezuzah is on the outside of the door? Take a look at the Pesach Shuvah, Sif Cotton Beis. When it comes to Mishamshin, the Mechaber of the Ramor writes, it's a regular bedroom, they sleep there every night. So that the door opens, and the mezuzah is on the outside, like we have behind us, how bad it would be, there's no problem. What about these kinds of rooms? The Pesach Shuvah, the Sukkot Beis, Rechus Boker, Yad HaKtana, Mash Eino Ganashim, Mashum Boker, Mashim Mezuzah V'Rechus, that could be a mayor, or it's in the Kiyot Tzas, or Dipesh Zolmayim, Al Ashim on a rope, or push the Nopesh Zolmayim, it stinks. Umikomakom, Lulin, Luchera, Abori, and Asun, the Bosin, the Tarna Golem, near it. The Barakai, the Mazuzah, called Shiesh, but Dal, and Amos, the Matikra, Mashav, and Tanoim. Why? The Nafish, the Mike, of the Rebbe's. On the road, the Nafish, that's what happens. It doesn't smell so good. Al Kaponim, the Mandela, is he be within. Asun, the Mechutz, Roar, and Asun, the Mazuzah. It says, the Orta Balecha, not true. Not true. That's only case of Bishri Isha. Here, if it smells all the time, it's considered a Bishri Isha denying, and the door won't help. He says the door would not work. It would not work. It won't work. It won't work. Now, what room, I keep talking about eating and sleeping. What room in the house, many homes, has neither eating nor sleeping? Living room is the ultimate deer. It's called a living room. And that's not deer. What other rooms don't have?
Bathroom.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's denied. That's what I'm talking about. Which room is one? And so, sir?
Closet.
Yes, believe it or not, a kitchen. I know you guys have a fancy house, big kitchen, tables, eat breakfast there. In my house, the kitchen, I tell you, is all these stars of dollar, not dollar, dollar. No one eats there. I mean, people are not there, but you can't sit down there. No one has a table and chair in there. So, he wants to suggest a finished niflo. You know, it's part of my kitchen completely. I told you I have a washing machine and a dryer. Okay? So, now, you know, big thing, time and so on, we've had disposals for it for a long time. But when I was first married, living in Washington Heights, we had a washing machine in the kitchen, and we did dirty diapers. Yes, yes, dirty diapers. We really did it. No one ever heard of anything, but we were going to dirty diapers. So going back now, long time. So, according to this we'd be the kitchen, we'd be part of the take that back. We ate in the kitchen. Oh. We ate in the kitchen, so then it's tour with the plug. The kitchen, which you don't eat in, and you do dirty clothes in, then he claims you'd be part of completely. That's a fascinating concept. What happens, Rabbi Osai? Somebody asked me this question yesterday. You have a bathroom, and on the way out of the bathroom, there are sinks. Many public places out that way. There's one room for bathrooms only, toilets, stalls, etc., etc. And then you go out, there's a room in the sinks. Any schools on the way? Yeshiva. First hall, you got the modern buildings are different. First hall, and a closed door where the bathrooms are. And then you go out to six. Harris? Is there a mezuzah on that door? No. Is that correct, Shah? Yes. Why? It's over here. I'm just giving you the example of what he says of this beautiful sefer. The whole chapter on the base titled, how do you understand? It's called Vegas of Pius and Tashma Shall Gnai. He writes over here the Sibiu test. Kedah HaMashamish Ptisa Litzir Beis HaKise Ubitiyos Al Nopal Shabbos Yodo Nirish Apon Achem Dechnosen Bo Gam Al Nitzir Sidam Asudah Bechanome Chai. It's all in you on the way out because you want to enjoy it and bring out Shiyotzar then it'd be fun. You go in there to wash for Suda. This has a separate independent use of not going to the bathroom, you claim to be chayav. That's what he says. Halacha lemaaseh Rav Elsai, you paskin to the same parent, sif lamed eight, cheder shel ish v'ishto, chayav mezuzah, bibracha. He's so much against the divrei chamos, he says, forget about what he said. You make a bracha. Never say stuff with brachos. Make a bracha. That's what he writes. Wow. Even make a bracha. Gets a different kavus, and the Yesh Chalpa with the Ramah, he said, you know what? You should put it outside the door. As we saw before, the door. Most times, in most bedrooms, the door opens in, and the mezuzah is on the outside of the door. No problem. If not, too bad. You're gonna put it up anyway, even though there's no door. Intervene. That's his pesach halacha. Oh, now the following idea. We mentioned before, Resh Pei Bey's Sif Al, we saw it together, he quoted over here, Sif Nun Ches, the same parak. A lot of two parak here. Sif Nun Ches. Yikir Adif, Kasha Mezuzah, Gavoa Yud Tfokim, Ya Karka, Mutu Lahamit, Kinect, and so on. Very important. Can that change a baby in the room as a mezuzah? The answer is yes. Because it's more than 10 tfokim above the ground. That's a spsak. Based on what we saw before, Reish Pei Beis, Sif Aleph. We saw the Grah. Okay, fine. Interestingly, the books over here at Sifkot Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kolbo Mishmad, which we saw in the Divrei Chavudos, how he quotes the Devogan Avraham writes, it's only if the Tzoah is Begoba Yitzvahim, Omedes Al-Gabim Mokam Sheish Bo Dalet Al-Dalet. Mezuzah is not dalad al dalad. The chayyana raises his kash. This first time I have it on my desk. Gimel gimel. He's a very beautiful answer. This is kuf lamed zayin. Rakisha gnai b'mokum gavoa b'inon shetia al gadi b'mokum dalad al dalad. Achisha kodesh b'mokum gavoa ain't tzorach shi dalad. Why? Shor shi yisru v'ohir b'achanef ha-kodesh. U'klap b'ya'om ha'gabe ha'karka. Amat nevespashet ad the rakia. So the tzoa is not dalal dalit, not just b'fniyatzma. Still, the kudak is b'machaneiru. But with the odom or the kodesh is yutzvokam high, then his machan does not go down to the karka. Yes, it's a different mishus. Very nice. That's what I think is the best answer, though. He has a cool a little bit. I think it's a correct answer over here. I think so. Nonetheless, he says it's better to be the covering, if you can. And also, nonetheless, this is not going to help for a tashmish. Or a personal answer. It's not the whole problem. This is more than 10 tefachim high. So what's the whole problem that's described over here by Isha Isha in their private bedroom? He says like this. No. He wants to know, he says, two different words. Beautiful. And this is critical. I mentioned it in the Spanish a little bit today. Somebody asked me this morning. Oh. Like this. If people are walking around naked, right, he says, it's a problem. Kedesh Ish Yishto, Ein V'shashim Arumim. It's a cover with a blanket, a sheet. U'tizehu Adin V'nim D'ashtachai. Let's understand. He says, the Bach, yes, and the Beis Yosef, this is all over here. Afil k'shem b'chusim chomem yerim. So the Tashma Mitzvah Bori Beis Kisuyim. U'lehem v'sayim v'kisuy yechon. Wow. Look what he has, a beautiful answer. He says, if people are naked, it's ain't also the cover. Tashma Shemitah? That's a bit of the raisa. Okay. Urak Israel ha-gabra lino v'kalas rosh k'deget ha-mezuzah. At eno knows in the cheder shem shel mokum g'nai. Who cheder choshu. The most choshu of a cheder in the whole house. That's where the whole family comes out of that room. That's a bit of pru revu. That's a bit of pru revu. Oh. Understand why by Tashmi Shamita Lo Mahani Kisu Yala Mishamshim Rakala Svar one of Mezuzah Uba Kol Erebo Tsoa Mahani the Chassis is Erebo Tsoa to cover the books of Mezuzahs. No Tashmi Shagunai Yom Niyaga Gavra Kevan Shag Gavra Margish and Mishamish Becheda Gavra Sheshu Mechusa Lo Mahani Kisu Shalom. Right, so an Arabo, Hakanai of Urias as Svarim as that so as the Svarim eyes. As if they're normal, as you see him. Okay, Mahan is a Chasosa. That's why he requires two Kisuyim. Why? Because the Kisuy is Kulabi Agabra. Eitel B'nai Odom, Sefer Mechusa, Mugdo Kedir. That Kisuy is Bottle of Sefer. Need two Kisuyim. The second Kisuy is not Bottle of Sefer. But by Arab and Soa, not that one Kisuy. The soap, soap, and Kedusha, Mechusa, Magnai. This is a very nice shot. This is Kuf and Perek Lamed Beis. I recommend it strongly. You want to figure out what's going on here. I think it's absolutely correct. Came nearly. Well, now we come to the Taz, Rabosai. Get Resh Pei Vav. End of Sivkot and Hei. Read it together. I want you to read it with me because it's a tremendous fight as to what the Taz meant. Let's read it together. Taz, Resh Pei Vav. And the Sivkot Mech. Uvechere sheish vishto shom yichas ha-meluzah b'shav k'mo shekosa b'yisyosu b'shem smag b'shem givo liyam tino b'smot v'shom v'chein yesh lachat b'chere v'ana ki b'zeh lo dai b'kisa b'chukis come with glass, it's no good kev in the yesh shom tashmish uvsiv lo yira b'chay erbaz dobar. What I read in Erba Vashashis is also because Krishna can end them. Okay, nearly? So if you have a. They have these things now, don't they? We'll do it with a transparent cover, right? That's no good. Not going to Erba, Kenegad Atsoa, Kenegad Mishamshin. It's no good. Fine. I ask you a question. You read this honestly. What will happen if you have one cover on the mezuzah, but it's completely opaque? If you have Taz, good or no good? Let's have a vote. This is an election day. A vote. A wider vote. Your reading of this Taz, he says clearly, you have a transparent covering, it does not suffice. What if it's an opaque covering? A single opaque covering. What do you think? Who votes it would be good according to the Taz? Raise your hand. Who votes it would be no good according to the Taz? Raise your hand. I have you ready to read Taz. Can't see a glass of thing through. Can't see through it. One covering. Can't see through it. So, those two raisins at the end, I thought you were completely incorrect. However, the moment I brought all of you, Simon Man, Sim Cotton Bay, so don't give up yet. Soon, but not yet. Rav Simon Man, Sim Cotton Bay's, Nilchus Tfillin, Dog and Fish's Tfillin. What's the difference? Nearly, if a mezuzah kvua b'pnim acheder, sarach gam ken kli b'tov kli. V'yesh l'chukhis al Hashem, dai b'priest and suder olam. You can have two kelim, I'll be megil. What mean megil? It's enough to have one of them transparent and one of them should be opaque. I am Yeredeus and Resh Pei Vav Sifrei. Shekot Hashem HaTaz was a Taz and what contemporary in the Bavar Rav. At the same time, but Taz and Yeredeus are both Taz. The Kisui Sluchas Lo Mahani. The most Shekot and Simonai and Hei Sifrei. The Tzarek Lo of Shad the Taz. The Mariah Apilu Poras Suda Gavel Osir. One opaque and one transparent is no good. The Bukli have a Pshita di Asur. Pshita di Asur. The when Rav was so convinced that one person that he read, take the word read, that he interpreted the Taz, take the word miss, that they interpreted the Taz like the tzaddikim in this room, the Taz was referring to a case where you need a double opaque cover. And I'm the maker of Avodah Zarah. By me, it's enough to have one transparent and one opaque. He considers it to be a maker against the Taz. Comes your Rav HaShulam and says, are you kidding me? That's how you read this Taz? There's no way in the world to read the Taz this way. It's absolutely impossible. Can't be. You read the Rav HaShulam over here. Sif Tesla. Who won't see it? The answer is two guys who raise their hands. You think and I don't know you. How can you not see that I'm right and then the mother of Rome is wrong? I guess he has those two Alex. It's 3-on-1. Rav HaShulam and the two guys in this room against the Taz, against the Rav HaShulam. No, but he had 10 guys raise their hands. So Pashup Shah that the Rav HaShulam is correct in this regard. Now, you want to know how can one kisui work? Look at these are the whole words of the whole Rav HaShulam Tezvah. Look at the words. In Cain, Hashas Vaposkim Shetzrichu Klito Klito Tzvil Tzvark Lolo is here, Mezuzah. Shebechreach lios Mezuzah b'cheder. Who asked this kasha yesterday? Who did we see as the kasha? Ibn Chamunis. What did he answer? It's like no Mezuzah there. You mean it's Potter? Like the Ibn Chamunis? Say Yosef Tavua. Whoa. The again. Hey, lo hiski wa shas marabba lo posim dola gona kazer. Shebechreach. Ve'en vayet ha-she'en b'cheder kazer. For the levar. The Kaddish Vishnu Shurin Shapotim and Mezuzah. How can it be? Elevada. Ain't okay. The Kaiva the Zel Bechreya. Shatora Gozul Ask Mezuzah. Vatora Gozul Puruhu. Uvada Shen Sara Plito Kli. Elekisu Bialma Hulai. Gamze Tzorek. Kaiva Shen Tzavina Lazer. Lachena was Kirak Tzvil Lusvarm Shen Sara Lios Bechelezer. Lachena. Etc. Wow! He's so makel! One kisui, and maybe none! Aruch HaShulam. So I'm not ready to go that far to rely on Aruch HaShulam alone. That's a little bit much, if you ask me. But the Mishnah Brura, who talks about this, the Mishnah Brura.
Mutter.
Kevan shebetchila kivan leka. So therefore, bezman hazeh, most people wrap their mezuzahs in plastic and see-through plastic. Then they put cover the mezuzah with a shade for a covering, and that's not see-through, right? So therefore, as long as that exists within a bedroom, a master bedroom, husband and wife, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be enough. I have to tell you that the Ogre Berolech is not happy, even with what I just described. He cites the Mishnah Berurah, I can't find where he's from. He says, look at the Mishnah Berurah here, I have found what he is really looking, what he is citing. And I'll tell you what he says, and I'll tell you what I find. If you find the Mishnah Berurah, please let me know where it is, because I haven't found it yet. This is found in the Perek Rabbit Bays. Sifkav Kuf Pei Dal. Describe this idea of Kuki Suir. He writes as follows. He writes, he took his suyin, what should be opaque? And he writes as follows. She also rak, kidela hakir is tashmish akanai. Below, a bunch of those. Shmira noi, okay, the chavers of mezuzah lekoso. So what's Mishnah Berurah, Siman Ben, Sifkot Zayin. I don't see out the words. I read you the words. You look it up yourself. I just didn't see it there. If you want to pass a level of Isaac, what we have in typical list today. So the plastic is the shmira. So that's no good. The covering is there in order to connect it. So that's no good. So therefore, it's no good. This is the cycle over here in Iron Bays and Ayin Gimel. That's what he says. But he's not in the world. Chovas Adar came before him. The Chovas Adar writes as a double portion. Perek Aleph, Sivkota Lamed Beis. He writes, when you put there, you put it in a niyar, and then a kona, which means a paper or plastic, is a chal by a covering. But the scab in the kach, you mean to be matirik. Have a klibatol kli. Mishnah Berurah b'shem kach masada. Being described gavli nacher kol the hatzal amadut veretivus or the attached to the wall near to the sheet of zoo. Ein ze gorea. Ein ze gorea. So I think he's right. I see it. It's true. Some possums say the whole kach masada is wrong. Kisu kavua is not called klibatol kli. Even if your intention is to be married. The Kaf HaChayim passes the Chayolah and then will be passed the Chayolah Chol HaMais. Okay? Hold on to these old Svarim. Much thinner, but they don't let go of these things. If the big one comes out, don't put away the old ones. Okay, Rabotai, that's how we pass the Chayolah Chol HaMais. Okay? Let's not forget, there are Hashulman says enough to have one covering, maybe no covering, another two. Rabotai, we now turn our attention back to the Gemara on Mem Dalet Amunah. That's where we're holding. There is a glaring omission in the Gemara. A glaring omission in the Gemara on that Mandala. You tell me what it is. Hananai Ovi, the second one, Lord. Hadar the Puntuk, where it is Israel. Gasoter Bias, the Chutzlords. What is the omission? Not discussed over here. There's not a word breathed there by the Tana, by the Brisa, but put the Chutzlars. That's the law of the Ogre Bolecha. Talks about it in the back, in Siman Kuf Beis. I'll tell you why. It doesn't happen. That's why. It's a lacuna, an omission. Lo mashkatz la putu la chashol shiyom. Dag doris putu la kumokum amiyu ad adiyo aroi. Finished. Av kashe yayin et la putu la duba la vadyom. Also, it's matter, right? Kisha sofer bais. Kisha sofer bais. It's a contradiction, an oxymoron. put it after 30 days. If it's after 30 days, I don't put it anymore. Put it as only for temporary clothing, so you go to an inn for a night. That's his pshat, why is that stuff? But, however, he quotes over here, both the Pnei Moshe, on the Yerushalmi and the Megillah, you can look it up, and he calls Pei Saf Samach Saf. Pei Samach Samach Saf. They mean Parsha Sedura Sivan Samach. Hi. Both say Punduk V'chutzlaret after 30 days is pot. A lot of textual fights about this, which I'm not going to get into right now. He claims that Rabbi Yeruchim decided about a better advice in the Beis Yosef here in Resh Peivo, but Punduk, and doesn't say it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, implying it applies to Chutzlaret as well. And although Rav Chaim over here in Siman Nun Tes, Shin Samach, has a pshat in the Yerushalmi in the Masechet Mezuzah that says Punduk, the Feirish. It's not clear. Rav Chaim does not to be right. Maybe we shall be differently. In the second, this is differently. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, we know, is a big maker. We've had a few coolers over here. Is it Yechayim? Yes. Sif Memches. Reish Peivav Memches. Aruch HaShulchan just says it in passing. Is this how? Ein Chilek B'Putnik B'Yar Yisrael Chutzlar. No distinction. Yechayim is very dense. So he wants Paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan. However, Rabbi Osai, if you look in the Reb Chaim, he quotes a Rishon on his side. Yeah, the text of Yerushalmi and the Sefer Mezuzah, I leave to you. Very complicated which one to write my gear this way, that way. But a Rishon is a Rishon. Who's a Rishon? It's the Maran, Chalava, and Pesachim on the Abdal. A Rishon is a Rishon is a Rishon. Can't deny that. The quote, the way he cites this Masechet Mezuzah as follows. This is a citation of Maran Chalav. Where is it? Why did I not comment all upon all of them? Self about Dalit, he quotes. Self about Dalit. Lash Maram Chalav is as follows. This is the words of Maram Chalav. This is the words. He says, quotes the seventh Mezuzah, puts stars is Potter, Pundak, who was so care of Chayav da Chalav. What does it mean? There's someone who's renting this Pundak. He's tired. In Eretz Yisrael after 30 days, the chutzlar is not. So it seems to be clear. Your putter seems forever. Why should it be so? Why? It's a fascinating pshat based on the Meiri. The Meiri says, Rav Osai, as follows, that after 30 days, it's considered to be keva in the chayav in Eretz Yisrael. So but then, so the chayv in Eretz Yisrael completely, the sof is chayv immediately. The chutzlar is, you need 30 days to be chayv. Nothing's chayv less than 30 days. So they rent, and they have 30 days, 30. Okay. So I'm chayv. When it comes to a puntik or mosai, you never count past one. One. In the 30 days, in the 30 separate ones. Why? Why? Chaim explains exactly why. He tells you, come on, it's only meant for very temporary usage. For temporary usage. Why? The Pundit Sofro Kol Yom Ubiyodo Lo Sio Kol Yom Lo Mikri Lava Yom Ritzufa Liyolo. The Chayav was Sirus Chadasha. look at our Chaim, see what you're doing, take my Tal Shula. Give it back, take it back. Not the story. Therefore, Rabbi Osai, Potter is Potter, Potter is forever. There it's Israel. Look, you should have Israel, different question. Atta. Fascinating. Amazing. Now, the question, of course, becomes, is that true? Can you kick a guy out of the Potter? So they say, you can't come out. You can't kick him out that day. He comes to that day you can't kick him out. For the next day you can. The next day you can. On my side, this being the case, it seems to me every member of Ken or Asha is the potter, but they're all the puntuk. This fight erupted, I told you, 30 years ago. We're lacking many businesses, and the late director, Mr. Chief Rice, the front of the rubber, said, you guys pay the money for the businesses. And I said, no. We're camp, we're potter. If anything, you're back. You means the camp. And this is going back and forth. This is what happened. Right? A story from 1982. One Friday, I got a phone call from the camp that I have to move the council out of their room. What happened? That room, it's over there, the bar room, was built in 1980, when this whole thing was built. A little history. So 1980, this was a bunk of the news, it was called a bunk of the Machina, 10th graders. 1980, they built a bunk, which those of us who have some memory, used to exist there. It was obliterated over this past year, because I don't know what that sad story that happened. They moved, Rabbi Cohen and myself and others into this bunk from across the road. We lived there for the first number of years. It was built across the road. And they built a little room, just one bedroom. It's still there. On the far side of that porch, the back porch, where my brother and his wife and the little baby Yosef stayed. That little baby Yosef had a baby boy of his own today. His grandfather. So it's the story is made none of the other. Okay. But so my brother was there in 1980 and 81. After 81, he left Camp Barasha. Okay, fine. That room was a very prized room. I had three counselors, two or three counselors, stayed in that room. The boys stayed in the bunk. That was a prized room for three counselors. It's on private bath, private shower. Fine. They called. Rabbi Lamb decided he's coming for showers. Melech Poret Logan. The shower's off. And every single room in camp was accounted for. Like this shower's coming up. Same problem coming. Nothing's changed in this camp. This kind of showers, every room was accounted for. It's visiting day. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Rat, I have to displace your three counselors. Go into the bunk with everybody else. They have to come with it. Aha! This proves that you are hiring mezuzah, not us. Whatever money you made on those extra two guests, the guests have to pay cost of the mezuzahs. It's a real story, like 30 years ago. Really happened. I remember who the counselors were. Some of them. The guy by Canara, I remember the Canara, the Atlanta Road, I don't know who it is. No? Somebody, the T-neck, coming back to the city, whatever. He was one of the counselors. He'll tell you that the two were, but he'll tell you they were great indignity, evicted from their quarters to make room. Oh! The crews of the Punduk and their Punduk and the Mezuzah, and if the camp high or not, I think the camp is high. Well, they agree, we'll see soon. We'll see soon. Maybe almost high. And that's a story happened exactly 30 years ago. Our Rav Shulman therefore says, put it two together, that as I mentioned before, the Baal HaPuntuk is Chayv. This is the Sif Mem Ches. I read it for the third time. He says, Yisrael Chayv, who lasts the Mezuzah, the Chador of Shulah Orchim. We're all guests. Shari Beisu, with Shulah Orchim. As I said, it's Sif Yud Ches. We already mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Fine. However, here in the Sefer, coming towards the end, page Tov, Yudal, we're up to 814 pages. That's a pages. He's the Rosh Hashulchan. Incorrect. Incorrect. He says, no. Because I don't live there. The guests live there. Rosh Hashulchan says, no. And the Punduk, I have certain rights. And I quote, I've put the as a socher. I got worried about what about we got thrown out. Sinish in your base. Now masculino. Oh. Are you ready? Told you this is your room for tonight. Night show me out at midnight? That you can't. Maybe they could do it anyway, but that you're not supposed to do again in the punch. For the next time you're out. Nira. The Kavanazu, the Vipundu, the Regilus, Shebalabayas, Nichlus, and Chedel Oreb. He walks to whenever he wants. That's a Shulam Chulam's camp. But will I have mapped this old Sokum the Chedro? He's still putting more people. Your bed, the bunk's pretty crowded, yeah? Guess what? He gave me an extra bunk, an extra bed, bunk another bed, because there are more people coming. The camp is bringing more people in. So I ran a dying today. It still belongs to the camp. As opposed to Mask your bias. I rent an apartment. The guy says, excuse me, put up a couple of guys tonight. What? I rent this apartment. Well, if he's there, but Mogam should know, she ain't spus to Baal HaMolon, Likonez to Kerem Lo Rishus HaSoter, Gam Lefiyah Rosh Hashulchan Yefot, says he. I'm not convinced. Seems to me, I rent a fancy hotel, I go to the plaza, this happened also not long ago. The plaza, not the plaza of Yerushalayim. But the 59th Street of New York Manhattan, the fanciest, super fancy hotel, for people who rented there, they were unceremoniously evicted. You know why? Bill Clinton came to town. It's a famous story. It seems to me that Bill Clinton and Chilas Klodo did unceremonious things in the Oval Office and had no right to kick out Tzadikim for living in the plaza. But he's the President of the United States, so the plaza threw him out like that. Not that night, the next night. Bill's coming to town. He gets the best suite in our hotel, and goodbye. Well, they could have taken it to a lawsuit, but I think they would have lost at the end of the day, because the president, even though they're king, fell apart together, but he has certain rights to, you know, to certain fancy suites and fancy hotels, those don't stand in his way. Okay? So, everybody's side. These are the gentlemen over here. Fine. Now. Good. The pshat in Aruch HaShulchan is that I'm living there. They say that a person can only wear one shirt, don't sleep in one bed. So my kids are there, my mishorosim are there, my guests are there. It's considered as if I'm living there. The rise of my character, potter, it's potter, I'm potter. The balachayah, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, someone enters in Shir. Reish Sali Aleph Sivgim. It's better if someone asked me this. Reish Tzadi Yalav Sivgim. HaKol Chayav Mezuzah Apil Noshim Avodim Mechad Nesak Tanim Lazat Mezuzah L'Pisher. He wants to bring a raya that you see that according to the Aruch HaShulchan the Balabos is Chayav because of his children. What do you mean Mechad Nesak Tanim? I'm Chayav for my Tanim. Well, let's just say Pischeher means that their house, they have their own house. The old days, the kid was over 13, could have his own place.
Good, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, at home. Yeah, at home, whatever happens to be. Good. Right, could be at home. That's right, also possible. Could be. Now, it's interesting, we mentioned before, at the Nachlas Tzvi we saw yesterday, after Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, let his house be a base of Otzer for his children. Rabbi Kiveger holds no Yepotter. So Rabbi Kiveger is against the Aruch HaShulchan. Finished. Finished. And then the only time you chayav al tmeis ha'otzer is if you go in there to deal with your packages, or if you go in and have fun with your kids. If I go in there for my kids' sake, just to change them or something, that'd be fun. If I go in there, tell them a bedtime story, we have a shmooze, chinuch, then that's for my purposes. I want you to bring that. Then I would be chayav in the mezuzah because of my living there, not because of my children living. He said you need 30 days straight, right? As we said before. 30 days straight, like I handle tzitzis. He holds over here Perek Lamed, Sif Lamed Aleph, only if you remove all of your objects from the house. Leave it there, it's counted to 30 days straight. Even he agrees, even though he also not really chayv and not the thing of the day, but he still, he says that it's considered receivers of 30 days. This is in contrast to a practice that existed in certain summer camps that didn't want to put up with us. What they do? We all know that the maximum number of days in the summer camp is less than 2 months. 2 months is 59 days, 60 days. No camp goes that much. The most a camp goes, I think, camps went 9 solid weeks ago. It's 3 week trips. That's already more than 60 days. But that's a thing of the past. Who knows a camp that goes to more than 60 days nowadays? That's 8 weeks plus 4 days. Here in this camp, it's 7 weeks plus 1 day. It's got no others. Used to be my day 7 weeks and 5 days. But even that. It's still less. What they do? And right in the middle of the summer, they had an overnight for the entire camp. Everybody leave! You do homework, you ask your parents in those days, I don't know what goes on in some of these camps. Everybody went overnight. So it's never 30 days straight, to no people was just. Now, in my opinion, if we're caught here, it doesn't work, we're leaving your stuff behind. In my opinion, in any event, Rabosai, in any event, the key was on the camp, it's not on the kids, and therefore these trips is even, it's not necessarily doesn't work. But that's what used to happen in the old days. Why does he agree, this Bechaba, who doesn't like things, leaving his stuff behind, that it's Mirzi Kiddi Day! Mirzi Kiddi Day! And where does all this thing come from? Comes from Tzitzis. We mentioned before. This is Sif Memtes in the Aruch Hashulchan. The very last Sif in Resh Pei Vav is Memtes. This is as follows. You have to have 30 days. It's derived from Tzitzis. Okay, from Tzitzis. Sarach Laman with Tzufin. The location is Tavid. You need 30 days with Tzufin. Where did it come from? Tzitzis. This is the sense of the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon, Yud Daled, you have to have Ritzufim, good, Yud Daled Tzif Gimel. There it says, I borrow your shirt, give it back to you, and I take it back, then it's not called Ritzufim. You have to give the house back? Well, you know, if I leave the house, it's like I gave it back to its original owner. Suppose we only have another 8 minutes to go. Let's talk a little bit about shuls. Shuls. What's in a shul? It's Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Siv Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, we'll start there. We'll go back to the Rosh, the Mordechai, the first momentarily. Let's first take a look at Siv Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Based on the Gemara, Sef the Yuma, Tafid Aleph, and the Rosh Siv Tatzvah. Let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Gimel, it says, based on Knesset, in Yesh Bodil, the Shimon, the Chayim, the Zuz, otherwise not. Open to the Rosh and Simon Tetzvah, that's where we came from. We started the Shiva Simon Tetzvah, we go back. Simon Tetzvah with the Rosh. What does it say? Basic Nessus. At the very end of Tetzvah. Who begs like Nessus, the Chayevus and the Zuzo, Dachta, Shiesh, who begs Dira, who's one Shimonara, Lachazit. Inami, the base Knesset, the Kfarim, the Dari Be'orokim, Abba the Krochim Lo. All this is based on the Gemara, both say, Masechta, Yuma. That's where we got it from. Yuma and Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, Pat is a Shul, right? Unless it's a base Tir, the Chaz, the Knesset. And Yud Be'ez and Yud Aleph, what the Kfarim, the Rosh explains, they had Orokim. Orokim. Take a look at both say in the back and in the Mukha Yosef, if you don't mind. Please turn. It's page Yud Ches. In my print. Yud Ches in my print in the Nukayose. And in the old print, it seems to be page book. Page book. Beis HaKnesses. The diary of Orkin. Ein Makachin Osen Hekdush Gomer. Vishy Yil Bukar Nishka Velepa Bohorkin. Vishy Ein Yonam Shal Bnei HaKfarim. Masekas Lahakdus Orkin. Bepotem. So the shul is not really a shul. Now the shul, he couldn't lie down there. Abu the Karach and Shem Rabbi Ben Magia the Cholech of Yehud Abu Torah Mat Min Aorchim and Michal Mat was bought in the Tzore at guest houses. V'ein Tzvichu Mishkev Alech and Vesek Nesis Lo. Why? The Hekdish Gomeru. Hekdish Gomeru. Hekdish Gomeru. The expression, the Gemara in Yuba is excluding Kodesh, talking about the Harabayis. And here he says the shul is Hekdish Gomeru, assuming it's a proper shul. You don't intend for people to either lie down there or eat there. That's what it says. Why did the Shulchan Aruch make this distinction? The Mefarshim mm-hmm. say that nowadays, Rabbosai, even in the Kfarim, people, the guests, do not sleep or eat in the actual shul. We pass the Rabbosai, Allah Alamaisa, no one else is living there, you are Potter. Take a look, Rabbosai, here in our Tosfos. Right over here, that's Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. Tosfos talks a little bit about shul and about bate medrash. Tosfos not begin a little bit out of Vaha. Last two lines. Go to Gemara. Imagine the peasant by Zaknesis, Potter. Last line. We shall be. Maybe Droshka Mechanina, Eva Mezuzah. Wait a minute. So Beis Knesses is Potter, and the Beis Medrash is Chayev. What's the difference between a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash? Take a look on the Rosh of Osai in Simen Yud. Simen Yud it says, interesting story. The Gemara is like this. Abaye Merovin Havi Azdi Kimot of the Pistol of the Beknishta Omle Omar Omle Arash the Lab Arno Omle Hochi Omer Rabbi Yochum small lab of this Ein Bechavin El Pechzak Shiesh Vam Mezuzim Mezuzim Sarki Taito El Pechzak Arona Vam Mezuzim Mashma the Pechzak Mezak Neses Hoya Potter Min Am Mezuzim. Why? Because it didn't have a Mezuzim. What do you see from this? Part of the mezuzah, you have no business putting up a mezuzah as a hidur miyam. No, and the original custom was no mezuzahs on a shul. Quoted the Rabbi Yashiv Shlita and his caravan had no mezuzah. They're down there every day. Shul has no mezuzah. That's the din. That is the din. Rabbi Osai, what about a Beis Medrash? A Beis Medrash? Why? A Beis Medrash we saw yesterday. People then learn them in Abokar Erev. I'm sad to say that in my shul, they daven in the Shachris, in Chamayr, no one them in Abokar Erev. In my shul, Rav Osai, there's absolutely no mezuzah. I will not allow a mezuzah on my shul. I'm trying to make a point. What point am I trying to make? No eating in the shul, and no lying down in the shul. Just so right? It can't be done. Lechol Olishka. Slowly, we read it in the book of Yosef. No eating in the shul, and no lying down in the shul. The doctor is no mezuzah on my shul door. Emphasize that. One problem, Yosef. Kid eats a lollipop. He shouldn't even eat. Candy man don't take to eat outside. I don't. That's not authorized. Kids, came right from kids. This problem. Every Friday night, I get up to speak at the Kabbalah Shabbos. And Baruch Hashem, there's some people in my shul, not for me, they'd be too tired to go with my kiddush. Thank God I speak 10-15 minutes, and they come back all refreshed. I take no personal umbrage or offense. If they didn't like what I had to say, before I even started, I get up there, they're already out. Question of the Talmud, how do we justify this sleeping in shul? Talk about it.
the deep region of Kabamir.
So on the simple, we saw the word Lishka. No, that they don't. Nobody, an airplane, there's no one next to you, he's going to lie down. No one, I've yet to see in all my years, many people, no one next to me, no one has sprawled down in the middle of my drush. But I have yet to see that. Other one, that's number one. Number two, honest, the guy is tired of all day, all year, he has no one. So he's just busy for the whole week's work. I'm not blaming him. I've never said it, anybody will fall asleep in the middle of my drush. Never. You know why? I'm guilty of the same thing. Not in my own drush. Although sometimes I'm tired and sheer, especially old years, I'm a kid, I wouldn't, not while I'm talking directly, somebody asked a question, and mom had fall asleep on the phone. I told him on the phone one day, and he said, there's no response. I say, hello? And he'll wake me up. That sometimes happens, someone just talk, and fall asleep. I very often sleep deprived. So, but Baruch Hashem, so I'm never upset. Someone, that's, so, honest, okay. The real anti-belief is, if a guy just falls asleep here and there, that dribble that he hops is tovel to the real use of the shul. You can't say that that's garnish. That's just can't help but fall asleep. It's not considered to be. Suppose they set up tables, and if they're setting up cots, that would be a significant use of the nafis nosel tovel. And that's exactly why there's no buddhas on my door. We moved in our shul. I remember like yesterday. We moved into this present building. It was in 1975. I already see someone taking the measurements of the discussion. They measure it. What do you measure? Well, they want to have a bar mitzvah yet. Right? The student said, get out of here. No way. What's wrong? The shtiebel. It's not a shtiebel. It's a shul. The shtiebel is like the smedish. They don't call it a shul. It's the smedish. The smedish means that they eat and they drink and they do. That lack, to my mind, that lacks the mission of basic essence. You're better off not dying there. That's what something talk about talk. It's just some shuls down in the shul. That's why I told you before, I don't want anyone to eat or drink in the shul. This is a big smedish. Okay. Smedish is different than the big knesses. They're there all day, they can't go downstairs, they have a little drink. We can tolerate a little. In any event, I will say I'm out of time. But these are fascinating discussions. Believe me, there, tomorrow, these are some of the comic attractions. We'll finish up this in Indian. We'll talk about Kippah. Found in the rush, which is a dome kind of entrance way, compared to Shabbos and Milton Mezuzah. And talk about if you leave your house, you take the Mezuzah with you or not. When you check the Mezuzah, and what if a goy puts up the Mezuzah? Those are the remaining topics. If I can get them all tomorrow, it'll be great. Now, we'll stop trying and start filming.